Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. At a Labor Day White House news conference called to talk about jobs, President Trump this afternoon meandered through several topics, mainly attacks on Democratic hopeful Joe Biden and on China. The president also told reporters a COVID-19 vaccine could emerge before the elections.
This could have taken 2 or 3 years, and instead it's going to be done in a very short period of time. Could even have it during the month of October.
Joe Biden at this hour is at a campaign event in Pennsylvania. NPR's Scott Detrow reports all the candidates are hitting the campaign trail.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today. It's part of an increased travel schedule in the final weeks of the campaign. He'll be in Michigan later in the week and then back in Pennsylvania on Friday. Biden was in Wisconsin last week. He's starting to travel more, though he's still holding events in front of very small crowds of mostly just reporters.
NPR Scott Detrow. Democratic lawmakers are calling for an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who stands accused of illegally paying off former employees to contribute to Republicans. NPR's Amy Held has details.
Several people who worked for DeJoy's North Carolina company New Breed told The Washington Post that starting in 2003, for about a decade, they were pressured to contribute to GOP candidates, then reimbursed by DeJoy, an illegal arrangement that gets around contribution limits. DeJoy took over at the Postal Service in June after personally giving more than $1 million to the Trump Victory Fund. At a House hearing last month centered on mail delays, Democratic Congressman Jim Cooper asked DeJoy if he paid back workers for contributing to the Trump campaign.
That's an outrageous claim, sir, and I resent it.
I'm just asking a question.
The answer is no.
The North Carolina Attorney General says any credible allegations of illegal campaign contributions would be investigated. Amy Held, NPR News.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has granted an absolute pardon to a U.S. Marine who was convicted of killing a transgender woman. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
A lawyer for the family of the murdered woman said the pardon makes a mockery of the judicial system in the Philippines. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton had been sentenced to 6 to 10 years for killing Jennifer Loud in 2014. The two met in a nightclub when Pemberton was deployed under the U.S.-Philippines Visiting Forces Agreement. A court ordered authorities to release Pemberton early for good conduct, but Loud's family appealed. Siding with them, the president's office had backed a plan to block his release, but President Duterte reversed course and pardoned the American. Aides said it served his foreign policy to be friends to all, enemies to none. The pardon could patch up relations with Washington after Duterte's years of leaning toward Beijing. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
This is NPR. French officials are alarmed by what they say is an explosion of coronavirus cases in the last week. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports there's also been an increase in hospitalizations in several parts of that country.
There have been 25,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 3 days, and French health officials say the exponential progression is preoccupying. Until now, contagion was mostly among young people and hospitalizations remained low. But now, hospitals in hard-hit cities like Paris, Lyon, and Strasbourg are beginning to fill with older patients and those with underlying health conditions. Anand Gilali, head of emergency services at a hospital in the outskirts of Paris, told French radio that sticking to mask and distancing protocols is more important than ever. These collective measures have to be taken seriously by everybody together, he said, or they won't work. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Portland, Oregon, 15 people have been arrested after a fire was ignited outside a police station on the city's north side. Protesters were warned by authorities last night not to enter the North Precinct Community Center. Police say that as some in the crowd chanted, "Burn it down," a mattress was set on fire, followed by another flaming mattress. The county has a burn ban in effect due to dry conditions. Authorities say charges filed against those arrested last night include interfering with an officer, reckless burning, and possession of a destructive device. Police say most of those charged were from Portland. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.